Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Two people are dead after a pair of major motor vehicle accidents occurred within minutes of one another on Saturday morning on the Seward and Kenai Spur highways. At 11:55 a.m., Alaska State Troopers in Soldotna responded to a report of a two-vehicle collision at the intersection of Treasure Chest and the Kenai Spur Highway. According to the trooper dispatch on the accident, the investigation revealed that 31-year-old Kenai resident Connor Christofferson was traveling southbound on the Kenai Spur Highway near Treasure Chest Street when he attempted to pass a vehicle on the right side. The vehicle was making a left-hand turn onto Treasure Chest Street. Troopers determined that Christofferson lost control of his vehicle and careened into the northbound lane, where he was struck by a vehicle traveling northbound. Christofferson was pronounced deceased at the scene. His is the fourth traffic-related death on the Kenai Peninsula this summer. An investigation into the incident is pending. Almost simultaneously at 11:54 a.m., another two-vehicle accident was reported at mile 114 of the Seward Highway near Potter Marsh. Responding Anchorage police officers determined that a Kia driving northbound toward Anchorage crossed the double yellow center line and collided with an F-150 pickup traveling in the opposite direction. The adult male driver of the Kia was declared deceased at the scene. He was the only occupant in his vehicle. According to the APD report, both adult occupants of the Ford F-150 were transported to a hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The Seward Highway was closed for approximately 5 hours while Anchorage police investigated the crash, and it reopened around 5:40 p.m. Construction of the new Central Emergency Services Fire Station begins this week. The official groundbreaking will be held on Wednesday at 12 p.m. at the corner of Wilson Lane and Warehouse Drive in Soldotna. Mayor Peter Michicki, Fire Chief Roy Browning, and key project personnel will speak briefly prior to celebrating a long-awaited groundbreaking ceremony for the new Station 1 replacement project. The public is invited to celebrate by joining the Kenai Peninsula Borough and CES family for burgers and refreshments. The construction contract for the new fire station was awarded to Blazy Construction, the lowest bidder, for approximately $18 million. The project is funded through a bond approved by voters in October of 2022. The new 26,665-square-foot firehouse will include 10 bays for fire trucks and other emergency vehicles and 10 sleeping units for crew. According to a press release from the borough, replacing outdated structures and equipment was the primary purpose for pushing this new station through. The current building housing Central Emergency Services was originally built as a community hall in the late 1950s and expanded in the early 1980s. Today's service area and the community's EMS needs have outgrown the small, aging, and expensive to maintain existing facility. The new station will house up to 12 EMS personnel and include additional storage for supplies and equipment used not only at the Soldotna facility, but also at the other four stations in the expansive fire service area. A state court judge on Friday disqualified numerous booklets used to gather signatures for an initiative that aims to repeal Alaska's ranked choice voting system and gave election officials a deadline to determine if the measure still had sufficient signatures to qualify for the November ballot. The decision by Superior Court Judge Christina Rankin in Anchorage comes in a lawsuit brought by three voters that seeks to disqualify the repeal measure from the ballot. Rankin previously ruled that the Division of Elections acted within its authority when it earlier this year allowed sponsors of the measure to fix errors with the petition booklets after they were turned in and found the agency had complied with deadlines. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.